Yeah, you like it?
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. Yeah, like I'm Kate Wolf. Like happy Halloween. For those of you not listening, the day it'll come out, it may not be Halloween anymore, but you know what? I honestly think I try to encompass Halloween energy almost every day, because on Halloween, they say the veil is thinner between us and the other side, like other spirits and realms. And for me, I really always work with those spirits. And I feel that in my life, the veil is very thin, although I want it to get thinner and thinner. I would love to actually see more manifested beings, although I'm sure at first that would freak me out. Some people do. I have a lot of friends who are either professional mediums or have abilities that they haven't really talked about, where they can see through the veil and see people who've passed or other deities or beings. And I just think that's rad. There's an incredible documentary, by the way, by Jonas Elrod. It features him. I believe it's his, called Waking Up, for those of you who haven't seen it. It was about a man who wasn't into any of this stuff. And then I believe his best friend died in a horrific motorcycle accident. And it really, he started seeing beyond through the veil. So yeah, it's a really cool documentary for those of you who would like to check Waking Up. I believe you can just put it into Google. Halloween is so cool because it's a time where you get to like dress up and channel a certain part of yourself that you want to show. It's like a time where you're allowed to be sillier. I try to, like I said, I like encompassing that as much as I can. But Halloween definitely has a special, fun energy to it. And you can feel the spirits all around and the giddiness. And I even think in a sense it can be, you can use Halloween or really any day as a way to return to self. Who you really are, finding yourself again. And finding yourself, I mean, I know we've all heard that a ton of times, but to me, it just means it's the who is. I do believe we're a conglomeration of beings, which is a whole other thing that I don't know even. I won't go too deep into that because I have to study that more before I would even. But I do think that we're ever changing and evolving, and yet we have this true essence, a soul song, a unique frequency. And we've been conditioned that we're supposed to be, you know, whether it's because of our parents or society, where we try to be what everyone else wants us to be in a sense. You kind of have to do it for survival. But this is about, to me, spirituality, that word. It's about loving yourself, finding yourself, and loving the light and the dark within, and learning how to channel your darker shadow places in artistic ways so you don't act out. And a part of that includes healthy sexuality. And a lot of you know, I've shared a bunch that I've been celibate for 4 years, but I can feel my sexuality opening up and blooming more and more. Only a couple weeks ago, I announced that I'd been molested. I'm not going to go any deeper into it for my own sake, but as I heal that for real, there's a healthier, different sexuality with a lot less guilt coming up. And it's been wild to watch how it unfolds and how I claim it. And there's so much freedom going on. And I'm starting to really feel like I'm coming through some really dark places that I've been, you know, I've been working through wounds for a long, long time, even before my spiritual awakening. But yeah, I've definitely noticed my sexuality blossoming. And for those of you, you might think, oh, it already was because of labia game. It's coming out in a different way since claiming my trauma. And yeah, that's all I will share about that because of my privacy. I call this podcast Invasion of Privacy because I'm allowing people to almost get a look into my life and my thoughts. It's not me invading. I mean, I'm not saying I never invaded other people's privacy, please. That is something I've worked on for a long time. But the point of calling this Invasion of Privacy was I will share with people who want to listen what's going on in my journey to claiming myself and finding myself, and sexuality is in there. And when you really suppress who you truly are, sexuality included, but not just sexuality, just in general, when you try to shift or change for someone else's approval, you'll always feel that nagging pulling because we really want intimacy. We want to be seen. We want to be heard for who we are. And I am so for that. Okay, let's see. I just wrote, remember your name, remember your true calling. That's an interesting thing to say, remember your name. You don't have to actually like be like, what's my actual name? Your name's your name. You have a name. But there's that deeper essence to your name. Who are you? Call on your power. Connect to your higher self. Remember, there's the mind-body-spirit connection. It's not just the physical world. But a lot of people are starting to shift and wake up and realize that we're all connected. And it's remarkable. All right, I'm going to get into Selena Gomez just released two incredible singles. She released Lose You to Love Me and Look at Her Now. Both are incredible, two different vibes. Lose You to Love Me is it's very intense, very deep. It's like a cry heartbreak song and so relatable. So many of us have felt that where you had to lose someone in order to find yourself, whether even if it's like a career you had to lose or whatever, but Lose You to Love Me. And there, I mean, it's pretty obvious both songs are about her and Justin Bieber. And one of the lines was, you replaced us in 2 months, like it was easy. And ooh, I felt her pain there, man. Like she has some lines that you go, ooh, you know, and what else? And her look at her now. I love the Look at Her Now video. She's dancing. Oh my gosh, I'm a big Selena fan, but she was talking about how she dodged a bullet. And I'm guessing just from her songs that we already know her and Bieber were on and off. They were getting back together. They really were. They were getting back together. And then all of a sudden, like 2 months later, he was married to Hailey. So I guess there was obviously cheating going on. And it's really painful. And I think we can all relate when you feel replaced. But what I've learned about feeling replaced or abandoned or cheated, and I guess we can take all those separately. No one can truly, truly reject you but you. I know that, trust me, I have felt rejected and abandoned like almost my whole life with my traumas and replayed that out in romances. But the truth is that you can always come back and love yourself and become more you and trust that the more you heal and the more you're your truest vibration, the more you can attract not just people, but opportunities to you that are way more in alignment with your truth. And in terms of cheating, you know, it's so easy to turn on the cheater. Obviously, I'm not a fan of cheating, but there's so many forms that cheating can take place, including emotionally. Like girls develop very tight girlfriend bonds where they almost tell their girlfriends more than they do their boyfriends, or when they're, you know, when people get into fights, instead of talking it out, they'll go and talk shit. But then, so I think we're all swimming in these collective wounds and we all have to see our parts. But man, I felt for Selena. And I went on Justin Bieber's Instagram, and he, right after she released it, he did this like drawing where he was like coloring the words like yummy, yummy. And it's funny because in Selena's Look at Her Now song, she has like in part of the chorus, it's like, mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. And I wrote under the thing, I just wrote, mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. And let's just say he didn't like it. So even though I try to be very non-dual, I am personally taking Selena's side because I can relate to her very much in those songs. But I also very much believe that we are co-creating this, and in true non-duality, no one's really at fault. Selena, when Justin did his Instagram post, when he wrote like yummy, yummy, he wrote like bonafide stallion ain't in no stable, you always on the run. And I think it was like hidden code to Selena. And I think a lot of us, we forget that we're often avoiding intimacy as well, even if it looks like we're chasing. So I think they're doing this dance. And I'm actually really big fans of both Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. I have nothing against Hailey. I've had to say that a million times. She's obviously beautiful. I don't know much about her personality, but I've been a Selena and Bieber fan forever. I mean, I love both of their music, and they're just little angel babies. And I do think they're twin flames. So, but I'll tell you what, just because someone's a twin flame or whatever, you know, I'm learning, because I was like, I've held my sexuality down for 4 years like a fucking nun. Like, I know it sounds silly because I did labia game, but like, I only kiss someone once for a movie. Like, that's not a real kiss. You know what I mean? And it wasn't like tongue or anything like that. So like, I don't know what's going to happen with my sexuality, but I'm not enjoying the celibacy anymore. I will say that. So let's see. I love her new music. I think this is gonna be a short one. I mean, this is Halloween. I already have like a lot of my friends texting. I'm like, I'm also so excited to release this podcast because I have like all these pictures I already want to release with it of me in like sexy Halloween outfits. Guys, this last night I was trying to go to bed, and instead of going to bed, I decided to dress up then in like three different outfits and like take pictures. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, if I'm going to preach about following your highest excitement, like, I couldn't sleep. I wanted to dress up. I love Halloween. I'll probably dress up again. I'm not sure if I'm going out tonight or not. One of my home clubs, New York Comedy Club, is having a Halloween party, but it starts at 11. And I have to be honest, most of the time by 11, I am like deep in REM. Okay, let's see. Just in terms of truth and justice, I think the more we can just allow the unfolding of things, I have tried a lot in my life to force things to happen. It's really about softening in yourself, loving yourself, attract, not chase. Easier said than done. Trust me. I am not saying I have not been a chaser, please. But it's just, it's loving yourself. And it's like a flower that opens its petals and then its sweet nectar attracts the bees. You know, it's just about being you and loving yourself. And like I said, everything that annihilates us or makes us feel rejected or a loser or whatever, the truth is you get to go back and claim who you are. And we're all of it. Like, we're all monsters. We're all angels. Like, we've got the full range. So, oh my God, this was crazy. So my whole dream life continues to change as I become more aware in the dream world. I had this crazy dream. We'll call it the astral realm. That's where I believe we go when we dream. I think most of the time, at least. But I was in the astral realm having a ton of these like interesting kind of apocalyptic settings where like the world's shifting and changing, which I do think is happening. But in the dreams, it's just a lot more apparent. And I was driving in a van. This woman was driving that I didn't really know. And then Shane was in the back. And we're on a cliff and she just like almost purposely like veers off the cliff and we're starting to go into the water. And that's when I knew it was a dream. But I activated my superpowers. Like I literally like boom, like shot this thing. So we still hit the water, but we landed in it, whatever, whatever. We went deep into the water. I kicked out the glass. Shane swam out, the woman swam out, and I swam out, and we all survived. And then I woke right up and I was like, oh my God, that was crazy. My back and neck, I could barely move my neck or back for 3 days after my car accident in the astral realm. It was so wild. And yet I didn't regret it because I always wanted to know if I'd be able to survive if like a car of mine like plunged deep into water. So that was wild. Not like actually having physical problems from a car crash in the astral realm. But I'm better now. I can move my neck and back. I think also when we're sleeping, a lot of people talk in their sleep or move in their sleep. Our subconscious is always working. And I remember when I was with my ex in like my early 20s, Joe, we would sleep in the same bed. And I think we both had a lot of repressed anger at each other. He's great, but it was ready to move on. I remember one time in my sleep, he kicked me so hard, like in my tailbone area. And I already had to get surgery in that area years before. And I had to get another surgery because he kicked like it was awful. Like he felt bad, but like it was in his sleep. But I do think subconsciously, I won't mention a name, but there was a certain relationship I was in that was like very not healthy for both of us. This was years ago, years and years. And I woke up to him choking me in his sleep. I had to wake him up to stop choking me. I mean, that one, obviously, that relationship had to end, but I literally got choked in my sleep. I thought I was dying. I had to like hit him awake. I've been through some shit. I'm in a really good mood right now. Things are finally moving in my life. I feel like I've done a lot of work on healing a lot of my abuse, and I'm just, yes, I'm excited at what's shifting and going on. And today, like I said, it's probably going to be shorter, I think, because I'm like excited to go live Halloween life today. But I also wanted to like check in with you guys. The last podcast I did with Candy, my good friend, I had to stop like 10 minutes in. I literally had like a full-on trauma panic attack arise, but that was healing. That she, you know, you get embarrassed when having a panic attack in front of someone, whether it's like you're twitching or you can't breathe or you're crying, like we hate being seen as vulnerable or not together. And like, once again, none of us are. We're all fragile, beautiful beings. And a lot of us have created these masks and facades. It's very Nega Netzach on the tree, like false victory. And I think a lot of us are ready for full life force. Let's see. It can be really difficult to navigate rough waters in general. Right now, I'm having a good day, obviously, but this journey is not always easy. And it's also, it's not just the rough waters that are hard to navigate. It's stillness. When there's too much of that agon or stillness, you can get really antsy when you sit alone with yourself. And I think I'm just finding more and more that this journey is about kindness and authenticity and accepting who you are and knowing that the friends and lover you're meant to be with, or twin flame, or whatever you want to call it, they will accept you as your wholeness, because I think twin flame is your mirror. So they reflect back to you a lot of your blind spots and self-hate. But no matter what, you know, whether you believe in that or care about romance, even this journey is about going in, including all of your being, channeling your darker places into art, and trying to love yourself for who you are. We're all one, and there's a lot of fuckery going on. You already know how I feel about the president, but that says a lot that that kind of a man was elected. So it's time that we're healing. Falling into duality is not the answer. Picking sides. You can still have a, like, we'll take the Selena and Justin thing. Have I picked Selena's side in the personal realm? Of course, I relate to it more. However, I'm also just as non-dual there too. Like, I love both. I send love to, we're all one, every being. Like, we all want to thrive together, but a lot of us are feeling isolated and we're not communicating our feelings properly. And I think it's time we just start all getting more real and saying what's really going on. And if someone can't accept you in your truth, then it's time to move on, really, and let other friendships or people or opportunities move in. Very, very scary. I'm making it sound easy. Trust me, it's not. It hasn't been easy quitting teaching to pursue my dreams of comedy and then deciding to go to a spiritual school, which was a lot of money. And like, I've taken a lot of risks and continue to, because that's the way I like to feel alive. But don't take risks that are going to like emotionally scar you. You know, it is scary to try to switch up your life, but you are, believe it or not, your higher self is control of the controller, you'll say. So like, this is a process. If you, a lot of us think we want things to manifest very quickly, but until it feels stable enough, things can't really come in a way that would feel fulfilling. I want to talk about college in general. I'm not anti-college in any way. I think college is great, but I don't think everyone has to go to college. I've said this a lot, and my old co-host, Joe Santagato, I really honored, because he was going to go and then had anxiety and instead really pursued his dream. And he became a huge, famous, successful comedian YouTube star. You know, it's like not everyone has to have the same path at all. And also, I also want to address, colleges have a lot of fucking drug and alcohol issues going on still that needs a lot more attention. And I'm not exactly sure how that, you know, people are unhappy in their homes and then they're finally free from their parents and they go crazy and they just, you know, we just need a healthier, more communicative, more in reality society. We have to stop pretending these things don't exist. That doesn't make them go away. It's so much more fun to live in reality and like call out weirdnesses and interesting dynamics. I have something like that going on right now with a couple friends from high school, and it's been so fucking fun and beautiful to like reconnect to people. And just in a really honest, I'm feeling like my inner middle schooler slash young high schooler is like in full effect right now as I heal a lot of my abuse and the molestation stuff. I'm feeling that really young, excited, less fearful place in many ways. And it's, I'm just excited to see where all of this unfolds. Also, I'm not done, but me and Brenda Castaño and I will be hosting an event at my place in Colonia, Island, New Jersey. It shows up differently on different maps. If you go on Eventbrite, get the ticket, you'll get the address. But it's a Rising Phoenix ceremony with, she does incredible sound bowls. So if you're in the area, come. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like the more I do this work and integrate and continue to step into my power and figure out who I am without worrying, oh my gosh, are people going to think I'm not spiritual enough because I dressed sexy or because I'm doing, or because I put a picture up where it looks like I have devil horns. Like, I'm sick of worrying about that. Like, I trust my heart. I trust my soul. I love my light. I love my dark. I love my full soul song. So I'm ready to fully be seen and to enter this world as more me. But I couldn't do that until I really went within and healed some of these really deep things that aren't just like, you know, my parents went through their own shit. You know, it's generational. It's called historical wounds and poison ground and everything. It's like, it's time that together we feel into our own role and find our way out of these chains and illusions or delusions that keep us from thinking we're less powerful and that we can't make a difference. And honestly, like in terms of getting real as a society, molestation and rape is just way too common for us to ignore. Obviously, same with racism and gun violence. Like, it's time without fighting each other. We're still very stuck in a dualistic way of being. We have to start figuring out how to come together and find some kind of solution. I think we're going to get there. I'm a huge fan of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I've already said that, but she was like interviewing, almost like grilling Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and she was fucking slaying. He was like, he did not know what to do. I was like, yes, yes, girl, thank you. She's amazing. And we just need more men and women passionately, but in a grounded way, speaking their passions and wanting to make a difference. And I've been saying this for years, but I believe we can create a new greener earth together. That's part of the Hopi prophecy. And it's the warriors of the rainbow, of all colors, all classes, all creeds, all races. And I don't even mean just human races. You know, it's like we can evolve and we can find different energy systems and ways to not kill this planet. And to also really start treating animals kindly as well. I want to talk a little bit. There's like a Christ consciousness grid around the planet. I'm not going to get too much into it right now because I kind of need to do a little more research to explain it in a way that there are just, it's like ley lines. There are like energy points. Like think of like acupuncture, but around the Earth's globe. There's this actual grid around the globe. It's got a flower of life-like quality to it in terms of the flow. But it's very interesting how many people have been tuned into these points and this knowledge. Like a lot of the pyramids of Egypt are in alignment with not just ley lines, but like constellations. There are many parks throughout the U.S. that have certain kinds of monuments or landscapings that also purposely line up to these special ley lines, this grid. It's like an energy vortexy thing. So yeah, I just wanted to, I don't know, I'm all over the place. I'm like excited. I love you all, but I'm excited to like end this and just get my fun Halloween day started. It's also really scary to transform. I don't want to make it sound like it was easy. You all know I've been in and out of the emergency room trying to hold back other people's pain, trying to hold my own pain in. That sounded blamey. But like, you know, it's time that we just allow the process to happen as best we can. There's no other way. You can't really fight the river or God or goddess or life force or whatever you want to call that force. We all, though, do have a natural resistance to change, but without death, all would be stagnant. So there's this thing, it's like form anxiety in a sense. It's getting anxious about transformation, but we're always constantly shifting and moving. Our shape is not pinpointed down. We are morphing beings, and we're all connected. So once we can really understand that and start to heal and lean on people in a different way where we can start to actually trust ourselves and certain people that we know have our backs, like the whole way of navigating changes, and we can actually create a way of living where we're not just looking happy on social media, but we're actually fulfilled. It's fall over here on the East Coast of the US. Oh, I don't want to say the East Coast, in New Jersey. And God, so many people love just taking their fucking blowers out and blowing leaves into bed. I way prefer fucking leaves than that goddamn noise of leaf blowers all the time. It gives me such a headache. I mean, my house is definitely one of the houses that has like more fucking leaves everywhere, but I don't give a. It's like, really, some of the noises of people blowing leaves is like the worst. It's like for people who do work from home, I'm sure a lot of you know, because a lot of you might even live in a city where there's like constant construction and things like that. But thankfully, it doesn't happen too often over here. But I'm just like, guys, what's worse, all this noise pollution or just some freaking leaves on your lawn, you know? Or get a rake if you really care. But like, I don't need to hear it. 2 days ago, there was a plane crash in Colonia, like half a mile, just blocks from my house. I was doing a healing exchange with my incredible friend and healer friend, Jan. And I told her, I was like, oh my God, an invisible meteor just hit my house. Like I felt the boom. Turned out there was a plane crash not very far away at all. Very crazy. Only the pilot died. It was a small plane. It crashed into a house, but then like four houses lit on fire. I feel very blessed that I wasn't hit because it was very close. And I feel very blessed that no one in those homes got hurt. I don't think any pets got hurt. It's unfortunate for the pilot. It was a day that no one really was supposed to be flying. The visibility was very low. And sometimes these planes, because I have Linden Airport near me and Newark, which is like 25 and minutes. But there's always, the appropriate planes fly high enough that my house doesn't shake. But sometimes these fucking rookie pilots fly so close to my house, it's like it feels dangerous and my house shakes. And I'm going to be honest, I put a fucking force field around a lot of my neighborhood because I don't like these planes flying dangerously close. So, you know, I'm force fielding shit. Like, first of all, I feel awful for the pilot, but like, this isn't just for flying. If road conditions are very dangerous, sometimes you just need to stay home. And like, sometimes work things aren't as important as you think they are. Safety always comes first. And I remember one of the main times I made this decision was I decided I had a spot in the city. This was like a year and a half ago, I guess, or two. And it was like a major snowstorm. And instead of canceling, I like drove into the most treacherous like snowstorm ever for like a $25 spot. And like, it was really dangerous. And after that, I was like, you don't put your life in danger. Like, even if it was for a lot more money, you know, like, so everyone, thank God only the pilot was killed. It's awful he was killed, but it could have been a lot worse. But pilot air traffic needs to be, I think, a little more regulated or something, because I'm telling you, some of these planes, they're so close to my house. It's like my house. I'm like, no. So that's why I force fielded it, because like when it comes to airplanes or trucks or cars, like, be safe. Don't make the whole place reckless. Seriously, like, chill the fuck out. And if conditions are not great, it's better you not fly or drive or bicycle or whatever and wait until, like, that's when you have to sit in the stillness, which I know isn't easy, but Oh my gosh, I'm healing so many high school wounds that I didn't realize were still out and about. And I've been reconnecting to some good friends from high school in a whole new way. And it's been wild because I feel like I said, I've been going through this like middle high school, like something's awakening, this life force in me that had been exiled through the trauma. And I had no idea that I still had, that I still harbored anger around certain situations. And not only did that anger melt, but like it opened up this whole new arena for certain friendships. And I'm just very, very grateful for the people in my life that support like the real Kate. Cause I, you know me, I curse and I can be blunt and like, but that's the kind of people I love because I have a heart of gold and I want to change the whole freaking earth so the planet's not dying. Like, I trust my heart. So it's been nice getting to like really claim my personality without fear of, oh my God, am I a bad person? What if this person thinks this? Or what if I'm just like, I'm going to be me. And it's been not easy, like I said, but yeah. So this has only been 31 minutes, but I'm wrapping it up. I'm ready to go live my Halloween life. So November 21st, 6 to 8 with Brenda Castaño at my house is Phoenix Rising, sound healing, channeling, tarot, guided meditations. Like, it's going to be, I think, about a 2-hour event. And yeah, we were thinking hour and a half, 2 hours, probably going to go 2 hours. Would love to see you there. Tickets on Eventbrite. You can email me kwolf2fs27@gmail.com for any information. You can also email me for a non-dual Kabbalistic healing or tarot reading. Once again, it's kwolf27@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Please come to my comedy album taping. Just mark it in your calendars. I don't think tickets are even up on the site yet. It's March 29th, 6 and 8 p.m. shows. It's on a Sunday at the Stress Factory. I am recording with You Lucky Dog Productions, and I'm very excited for you guys to come out. It will be some older material mixed with a lot of new material. I feel like it really encompasses my journey as well, and I'm probably going to end up doing some crowd work because I know a lot of my good friends are coming, and it'll be hard to not to, but yeah, that's coming up. So mark it in your calendar at least. I would love to see you there. I've got other things to be announcing soon, but I think right now the comedy album and the Phoenix Rising thing, put those in your calendar if you want to come see me. I am hoping to start some more online things. So those of you who aren't, other than the healings, because I can do my healings over FaceTime or Skype. So if you want a healing, I can do them remotely, but I'm about to, I believe, start something remotely. I'm not going to give any more detail, but anyway, happy Halloween. May you feel your truest self come through today. As that veil is thin, wear whatever you want to wear. If you want to channel a certain archetype or character, whatever, like, embody it, embrace it, and remember you're free, and that this whole journey is supposed to be about having fun. And like, we have all of these like thoughts in our mind that is like, no, we're supposed to live like this, and you shouldn't be like that, and you shouldn't be turned on by this, you should be turned on by this and this. Just be who you are and love yourself and know that things can evolve and change and move, and they do. We are constantly moving. We are not as solid as we think we are. Also, I want to get into plant medicine. Finally received my medical marijuana legal New Jersey card. Big deal for me. A lot of people treat cannabis like it's a drug still. The DARE program, thank you. They finally took it off of the list with like heroin and meth. I would like to take some credit because I had a joke years ago that spoke directly to DARE saying, why is it in the same category? I'm not going to take full credit, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, also, okay, before I get to the homework thing, but seriously, a lot of people use weed as plant medicine, and I used to be so tight around it and was like, oh, but the DARE program said, like, people need to loosen up, especially like there are certain people with conditions who even get like seizures or tics or like crazy intestinal pain, like stuff. Like, plant medicine can often be softer than some of the chemicals that these pharmaceutical things give you. I still sometimes take pharmaceutical medicine, do not get me wrong, but I'm saying, like, those of you, like, weed can be a really helpful thing. And now I'll end with homework. I don't like homework. I watch my son go through a full day of school. And then sometimes I go to check on him and he's like passed out sleeping. And then I have to wake him up to do homework. Like, I wish I could let my son, who's like going through a crazy growth spurt, just sleep after learning for hours or do whatever he wants to do. I'm still very anti-homework, minimal at the least. I mean, the people who are against me, you're probably pushing through your systems like crazy. So I'm really not going to. I'm also at a point, like I said, I ain't debating. Like, I have good friends that we're both blunt with. But like, if someone's come at me like, homework is good because look, if a kid's in school sitting at a desk for 6.5 to 7 hours a day, barely moving, that's already like ADD, you know, waiting to happen. I couldn't do it. Like, it's just kids should be moving around. They should be engaged. Homework, if you're going to give it, it should be almost like fun, emotional homework, like look around you and see what symbols pop out of you from your, pop out at you from your everyday life. That'll be the homework I give you all. Pay attention to the symbols of your life and different animal totems that call to you or different sayings or colors, or just start paying attention to like little psychic synchronicities that are coming through, and maybe even keep a psychic journal if you want, or start writing poetry or something. But it's time for us to really continue to open up to our truest selves and to heal ourselves, each other, the planet, and the animals and all of the beings that we share planet Earth with, which is a very beautiful planet, and we are going to save it from dying. But let me tell you something, I can feel Gaia's cries. We all can. So we got to start shifting. And if you have abilities and powers you don't tell anyone about, it's time to start claiming them. You can get a healing with me. Even if you just want to work on your abilities with me, I can help them come out. So reach out. I'm on Twitter at the Kate Wolf and Instagram at the Kate Wolf, Facebook, the whole thing. I'm going to be posting all my little Halloween pictures once I put this out so you can check them out. Some are a little sexier than others, but I'm claiming that more and more. I know I have, like, obviously, I've been putting myself out there in a way, but I'm claiming it from a different place, I think. Anyway, sorry if I'm like really, I genuinely love Halloween. Like, I can feel the excitement in the air, even if it, like, it just, it's awesome. I was talking to one of my good friends, Marissa, who I grew up with in high school last night, and her son, who's so cute. I won't say his name because I don't know if she wants me to, but he kept like waking up when I was like talking to her, and he was like half just really, he's like, is it time to trick or treat? He would fall asleep and then wake up and ask her at like 10:30 if it was trick or treating time. I was like, I feel you. I totally feel your excitement. He's adorable. Anyway. Thank you guys for listening. And reach out if you want a healing. Check out all my social medias because I'm going to be putting up some cute pictures. And yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Dude, did you see what she was wearing? Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Dude, yeah, you like it? 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 Yeah, you like it?